You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The fourth annual Art and Feminism Wikipedia Editathon is happening this weekend at Mairangi Arts Centre. Art and Feminism is a global campaign which intends to boost coverage of women in the arts and Wikipedia and to encourage female editorship. In a 2011 survey, the Wikimedia Foundation found that less than 10% of its contributors identify as female. This lack of gender diversity has a number of troubling impacts, particularly in relation to how content is skewed. 95BFM reporter Amanda Jane Robinson spoke to the general manager from Mairangi Arts Centre, Angela Sir, about the event.
It began in 2014, I believe, in New York at MoMA, and it's just sort of grown into this big international event. The idea is that anyone, anywhere can organise a node. The Art and Feminism Collective are really transparent about in the way they organise themselves and make available all the resources and information to the public. So, yeah, it's a really great initiative. We'll be doing this, we'll be communally editing Wikipedia pages from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday here at Mairangi Arts Centre. And everyone is welcome to attend. And, you know, I've had some people sort of say, oh, you know, I'm a dude and I really want to come. Like, is this just like a female only thing? It's like, it's definitely not. People of all gender identities and expressions are welcome and encouraged to attend.
It's kind of important to almost rewrite some of that history to include women's voices. What is some of this kind of history of this lack of women editing? Why is there the need to do this?
Well, I think it's super important in any sort of situation where you have a group of people either misrepresented or underrepresented, particularly with something like Wikipedia. It is this vast, you know, it's a powerful tool in distributing information to the masses. When there is gender bias on something that is so just kind of, you know, it's the go-to for most people when they're looking for information on something. It is quite alarming. There is a report that was released by the Wikimedia Foundation in 2011, and that was basically like them reporting on the statistics behind Wikipedia, you know, what sort of, who is editing currently, and they found that only 10% of the editors identified themselves as female, which is really alarming. And, you know, it begs the question, why is this? And there are lots and lots and lots of theories on why this is the case. One major theory being that inequality of leisure time, basically women having less leisure time to do things like edit Wikipedia pages because of the fact that they are more, you know, the expectation on women to take on that, you know, second shift is more so than men. And by second shift, I mean domestic labour, caring for the children. If you can imagine, you know, you work full time and then you come home and you have to do all the jobs associated with running a household as well as looking after the kids and feeding your family. Unfortunately, that's the case for a lot of women, and I can't imagine expecting these women to then use that tiny bit of free time to edit and add information to Wikipedia.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is the fourth annual Editathon. What kind of reaction have you got over the past few years?
Well, this is my second one that I've organised. So last year I organised with a friend, Aisha Johan, at the Gus Fisher, and we had around 11 people turn up. So we were really happy with that number just because we basically organised the event 3 weeks prior to it happening. I'm not quite sure how many people will turn up this time round. I've tried to expand on the Editathon a little bit, but to include a talk as well as an exhibition. So hopefully we get lots of people come through. But the general sort of reaction from the public has been really mixed. I find that the younger people are really positive about the event. I think the idea of editing Wikipedia isn't so strange and foreign to them, perhaps. And yeah, but then with the older generation, there's definitely an interest, but it's more like, why are you doing this? Like, but what for type of thing. And it takes a little time to kind of explain why it is so important to try and rebalance this gender bias. And then people generally seem to be quite positive. I haven't had any hate mail or anything yet.
That's good. Can you tell me about, you mentioned that talk and exhibition.
Sure. So on Sunday we have a talk. It'll be at 12:30 at the centre. We will be having it in the sculpture garden by the newly installed work called A Seat for Many by artist Jack Payne. So the idea is we have invited local women involved in the art to come and speak about some of their experiences as a woman in the arts. And it's been really great, the responses I've had. We've got, you know, we have a journalist, we have curator, artist, we have people working in arts management, arts administration. So it's quite a diverse, you know, range of involvement these women have. So the idea is we're just going to sit around and have a chat, not so much of a, you know, Q&A panel type of discussion, because I feel like that in itself reproduces patriarchal systems of how information is communicated and processed. So I much prefer the idea of sitting around and having a conversation where no voices are given priority to another, if that sort of makes sense.
Yeah, that does. That's actually a really interesting way of thinking about panels and discussions that I hadn't thought about before.
And
yeah,
then the exhibition, if I can, sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really want to give a shout out to Fresh and Fruity. They're an online-based Indigenous art collective, and we have invited them to take over our Houston gallery space as part of the Art and Feminism event that we're having this month. So their exhibition is called Whakakapi He Ahuru Mowai Moku. I apologize if my pronunciation is bad. My te reo is, you know, not very good. And their exhibition is running now. It will be until the Sunday, 2nd of April. And basically, the exhibition takes snippets from their third manifesto called Creating Safe and Accountable Spaces. And they're basically, I mean, I'm not sure if you're familiar with their work, but they're quite text-based, and they bring to attention ways to destabilize power hierarchies, which limit, erase, and ignore Indigenous voices, as well as allowing toxic behaviors by perpetrators of violence to continue unchecked. So that was the sort of intent behind that manifesto. And so, yeah, it's really great to have them here.
Cool. And what do you know what kind of articles you're focused on editing? Or do people kind of bring that themselves?
Yeah. I really want it to be quite open, and I want everyone to be able to edit, you know, what they... I don't really want to, you know, direct people in the editing, but we have some lists, some helpful lists of New Zealand women artists who, you know, are currently lacking a Wikipedia page. And that's available in our Auckland Art and Feminism Wikipedia meetup page. But basically, I think, generally speaking, if you have someone, it doesn't necessarily have to be the visual arts. I mean, arts is such a broad term. Writers, anyone involved in the arts, really, and they don't necessarily have to be practitioners. They could be prominent individuals within the sector. The only thing is Wikipedia has quite strict rules on who warrants a Wikipedia page. They have this whole thing on notability guidelines, which we have to follow. Otherwise, even if we create a page, it won't be accepted. But that's all stuff that we can talk about at the event. And we have trained Wikipedians volunteering who will be there to guide people. So there's you need absolutely no editing experience. You can just turn up with your laptop and, yeah, go from there.
Perfect. So where can people find out more?
So we are on Facebook. Our Facebook page name is Mairangi Arts Centre. So I think if you just search Mairangi Arts, we come up. And then, yeah, it's just all over our Facebook page at the moment. So the event is up there. And, yeah, we really hope to see everyone on Saturday and Sunday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.